Carlson warns of radical new Way Forward Act protecting criminals from deportation, makes the Green New Deal look like the status quo. By Jeff Poor on February 7, 2020. During his monologue on Thursday, Fox News Channel host Tucker Carlson sounded an alarm for what he deemed to be a radical piece of legislation engineered and championed by congressional Democrats that would change long-standing immigration policy and law in America. The bill, called the New Way Forward Act, would remove the threat of deportation for immigrants convicted of serious crimes. Transcript as follows. Crime and violence are the clearest possible signs that a society isn't functioning as it should. If they increase to a certain point, societies don't function at all, and we should be worried about that always. We ought to be doing all that we can to build a place. A country where people who follow the law are rewarded. Those who flout it are punished, and above all, children can live in peace and safety. They used to be obvious. It's not obvious anymore. At this moment, there's a bill pending in the Congress called the New Way Forward Act. It's received almost no publicity, and that's unfortunate, as well as revealing. The legislation is sponsored by 44 House Democrats, including Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It is roughly 4,400 words long. That means, it's almost exactly as long as the U.S. Constitution. Like the Constitution, it is designed to create a whole new country. The bill would entirely remake immigration system with the explicit purpose of ensuring that criminals are able to move to the United States and settle here permanently with immunity. They may think we're exaggerating for effect, but we're not exaggerating, not even a little bit. The New Way Forward Act is the single most radical piece of legislation we have ever seen proposed in this country, ever. It makes the Green New Deal like the status quo. The document produced by Democrats to promote the bill says this, and we're quoting it verbatim, convictions should not lead to deportation. Now, keep in mind, we're not talking about convictions for double parking or even for DUI. The bill targets felony convictions, serious crimes that could send you to prison for years, and should. A press release from Congressman Jesus Garcia of Illinois is explicit about this. Garcia brags that the bill will break the prison to deportation pipeline. Something most of us are for. So how does the bill do that? Well, under current U.S. law, legal U.S. immigrants can be deported if they commit aggravated felony or a crime of moral turpitude that is a vile, depraved act like molesting children. Under the New Way Forward Act, crimes of moral turpitude are eliminated entirely as justification for deportation and the category of aggravated felony gets eliminated, too. So what does that mean? Consider this. Under current law, immigrants who commit serious crimes, robbery to fraud to child sexual abuse, must be deported regardless of the sentences they receive. Other crimes, less severe ones like racketeering, require deportation if the perpetrator receives at least a one-year sentence. Under this bill, there will no longer be any crime that automatically requires deportation. None. And one crime, falsifying a passport, would be made immune from deportation. No matter what, because apparently, 9/11 never even happened, and we no longer care about fake government documents. By the way, if you just renewed your driver's license to comply with the Real ID Act, you must feel like an idiot. Because immigrants are getting a pass, you're not? Under the proposed legislation for crimes that would still allow deportation, the required prison sentence would rise from 1 year to 5 years. We checked the Bureau of Justice statistics. According to federal data, crimes like car theft, fraud and weapons offenses all carry average prison sentences of fewer than 5 years. And that's just looking at averages. There are people who commit rape, child abuse, even manslaughter, and get sentences with fewer than 5 years. Lots of them actually. If the New Way Forward Act passes, immigrants who commit those crimes and receive those sentences would remain in this country. And of course, they will be eligible for citizenship day one, too, of course. But even that is understanding the law's effect. Even a 5-year prison sentence wouldn't necessarily be enough to trigger deportation. The bill would grant sweeping new powers to immigration judges, allowing them to nullify a deportation order. The only requirement for that is, the immigration judge finds such an exercise of discretion appropriate and pursuant of humanitarian purposes to ensure family unity, or when it is otherwise in the public interest. Talk about open-ended. In other words, anti-American immigration judges, and there are a lot of those in this country would have a blank check to open the borders. You would not be voting on this. It would happen anyway. Is this shocking you yet? Because we're just getting started. We read this proposed legislation. Here's another point. Current U.S. law makes drug addiction grounds for deportation, because why wouldn't it? This bill would eliminate that statute. Current law also states that those who have committed drug crimes abroad or any crimes involving moral turpitude are ineligible to immigrate here. The New Way Forward Act abolishes that statute. So a Mexican drug cartel leader could be released from prison, can freely come to America immediately. And if he wants, he can come here illegally. And it still wouldn't be a crime because, and you are waiting for this part, the bill also decriminalizes illegal entry into America even by those we've previously deported. In other words, you break our law, we send you out, you come back, you break it again, you can stay. According to a document promoting this bill, criminalizing illegal entry into America is white supremacist. That's a quote, white supremacist. Now, by this point, you're beginning to wonder, are we making this up? We're not making it up. In fact, we're barely halfway through the bill. The legislation doesn't just make it harder to deport illegal immigrants who commit crimes. It doesn't just make it easier for criminals to move here illegally. Though it does both, the bill would also effectively abolish all existing enforcement against illegal immigration. To detain illegal immigrants, ICE would have to prove in court that they are dangerous or a flight risk. But of course, ICE wouldn't be allowed to use a detainee's prior criminal behavior as proof of danger. That's banned. ICE would have to overcome even more hurdles if the detainee claims to be gay or transgendered. If they're under 21 or if they can't speak English, an interpreter isn't immediately available, they get a pass. In other words, it would be much harder to arrest an illegal alien in this country than it is to arrest you. They're the protected class here. You're just some loser who's paying for it all. But believe it or not, we save the nuttiest part of this legislation for last, and here's what it is. What could be more destructive than changing U.S. law specifically to allow rapists, child molesters, and drug dealers to stay in America? How about this, using taxpayer money to bring deported criminals back into America? That's right. This bill would not only abolish your right to control who lives in your country, but it invents a brand new right, the right to come home. It orders the government to create a pathway for those previously deported to apply to return to their homes and families in the United States as long as they would have been eligible to stay under the new law. It's retroactive, in other words. DHS must spend taxpayer dollars transporting convicted criminal illegal aliens back into the United States. I am not making this up. So who would be eligible for these flights? Tens of thousands of people we kicked out of this country for all kinds of crimes. Sexual abuse, robbery, assault, drug trafficking, weapons trafficking, human trafficking. From 2002 to 2018, 480,000 people were deported for illegal entry or re-entry into America. And under this bill, you'd have to buy each of them a plane ticket to come home. Those tickets alone would cost about $1 billion, and that's before Democrats make you start paying for these criminals' free health care, too, which they plan to do and have said so. The New Way Forward Act fundamentally inverts every assumption you have about this country. Under this legislation, the criminals are now the victims. Law enforcement is illegitimate. It's racist, just like the country you live in, just like you are. Now, the only solution is to get rid of both. America would be better off as a borderless rest stop for the world's predators and parasites. That's the point of this. And we're not overstating it, go read it. This is a big deal. This is not a small thing. It's not renaming a post office. It's hard to believe any American would put these ideas on paper, much less try to pass them into law. And yet remarkably, that's happening. And even more remarkably, the press has ignored it. This isn't happening in secret. It is happening in the House of Representatives. Scores of Democrats have backed this bill. But the legislation has not been mentioned in the New York Times. It has not been mentioned on CNN, a news, or even in self-described conservative outlets like National Review. No mention. Consider if this were working the other way. If alone, I don't know, Republican state legislator from Minot, North Dakota had proposed to build this extreme that would remake America completely, the president himself would be expected to answer for it. CNN would demand that he disavow it even if you've never heard of it before. But when one-fifth of the entire Democratic caucus backs a bill demanding that you import illegal alien felons and then pay for it, it's a non-event in the American media. They don't think you should know about it. And that's dangerous, if we're being honest. Whether the press cares or not, these are the stakes of the 2020 election, and you have a right to know what they are. A growing wing of the Democratic Party views America itself as essentially illegitimate, a rogue state in which everything must be destroyed and remade. Our laws, our institutions, our customs, our freedoms, our history, our values. And of course, what's the point of all of this? An entirely new country in which resistance is crushed, and they're in charge forever. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.